It's a full court press right now to try to stop EPA from being allowed to regulate greenhouse gases. It's a bipartisan effort, it seems like, right now, as we've got Democrat Blanche Lincoln, the chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee, one of several Democrats, stepping up and saying that she will support the Senate resolution that's being sponsored and issued initially by Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski. She formally offered that resolution to block the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases on Thursday. Murkowski charges EPA's decision to move ahead opens the door to sweeping economy-wide command and control rules that would dramatically impact industry and agriculture. Murkowski quoted the nation's largest general farm organization on the Senate floor yesterday.
The American Farm Bureau Federation wrote that its delegates have unanimously adopted a resolution that, quote, strongly supports any legislative action that would suspend EPA's authority to regulate greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act, close quote. Now, the letter then goes on to assert that how carbon emissions should be regulated is a matter to be decided by elected officials. That debate is now ongoing on Capitol Hill, and it is there that these policy questions should be answered.
She'll need just 51 votes to pass her Senate resolution, also co-sponsored by Democrats Ben Nelson of Nebraska, Marriott Landrieu of Louisiana, in addition to Ms. Lincoln. But she faces stiffer opposition in the House. A likely presidential veto then would follow, and that would take two-thirds of each chamber then to override. But after Tuesday's GOP upset in Massachusetts, climate change is now seen as more of a jobs issue and an energy issue that affects everything from oil to natural gas and key for fertilizer.
The construction and operation of an Alaska natural gas pipeline would be significantly hobbled by the EPA. And the main reason for this relates to compressor stations, which maintain a pipeline's pressures and enable movement of the gas. There is no known best available control technology, as would be required under the Clean Air Act, for reducing carbon dioxide emissions from compressors.
Chairlady Lincoln argues that EPA regulation and cap and trade bills in Congress will cost jobs and put the U.S. at an even greater competitive disadvantage versus China and India, which oppose binding limits on carbon emissions. Murkowski says that without her resolution, EPA will regulate carbon emissions since there won't be enough time for Congress to pass energy and climate legislation. American Farm Bureau and a whole bunch of other groups, about 138 total, have signed off on this letter to Ms. Murkowski. It was coordinated by the National Cotton Council. Two specifically Oklahoma groups have signed off on the letter, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Oklahoma Cotton Council, all arguing EPA regulation will put ag at grave risk, subjecting it to increased cost and litigation. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.